right, guys, we are talking So You Think You Can Dance, season 14, episode 1, and we're talking about the good and the good. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right, guys, my name's Yvette Sanchez, and I am here today outnumbered with two absolutely beautiful blondes. So introduce yourself.
That was quite the introduction.
Yeah, you're nice.
Thank you. Talk about beauty.
Hello,
I am Becky Sotero, and you can find me at Becky Sotero on Instagram and Facebook.
And I'm on Instagram and Facebook. I'm Teague DP on everything. So that's where you can find me.
And don't forget to find me. I'm at Sports and Sass on Twitter with 3 S's and on Instagram, 2 S's.
Okay.
Love. That was a nice jam session, ladies.
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Felt good.
Like it. Very, very positive. I like the vibes.
Yeah.
I like the vibes.
We can do it all night.
All night.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk, guys.
We're not. We're just going to have a jam session.
All right. So let's talk about season 14. Obviously, it's a lot different from last season because there's no more kids.
No more kids.
They pulled at the heartstrings, but there was a lot of people that pulled at our heartstrings on the first episode. So why don't we talk about our favorites first? So who was your favorite?
Right out of the gate, I loved Mark. I mean, what an incredible fusion of contemporary and hip-hop. I had never seen anything like that. He's extraordinary. And little birdie told me, who's close to that world, that we need to keep our eyes out for him. So eyes out for Mark.
Eyes out, does that mean he's winning? What the heck?
I don't know. Spoiler? We can sleuth a little bit, but I do know that he is extraordinary, so I wouldn't be surprised if he... Yeah.
Me either. He was great. I loved him. I mean, that was probably my favorite performance, too. It was such a fun vibe, and especially the mix between contemporary and popping and locking. I mean, that's a lot to know together. So that was awesome. I loved
it. What I really liked is the whole fact that he fused it. I found that really respectable, because it wasn't like... you know, he knew what he was doing when he started dancing the contemporary, because, of course, when you hear hip-hop and or breaking in contemporary, you're like, okay, one of them is not going to be up to par. But he was doing some stuff that I was like, okay, I see that extension.
Right?
I see those toes pointing.
And he was able to make his own signature moves, which Nigel said is something that's extremely important in this competition because they want to be able to be remembered.
Exactly.
And he had tons of signature moves in there.
He did.
He hit it hard.
The only thing I get scared of is, you know, when you see something, like, so unique that when they start putting them through, like, the academy, you're just like, are they going to be up to par? Are they going to be able to do it? Is it going to be too difficult? Because, you know, some of them, they, like, literally, they'll just give up in the middle of it. Like, once they get to, like, Broadway, jazz, even the ballroom, like, they just, they're like, no. Like,
right.
There's no way.
Right. Hopefully he's able to hold his own, because I love him. I think he's got a really great personality. I think he's so bubbly and shines on stage.
Yeah,
so
he came from.
Stays
I mean, his mom and his aunt were poppers. He said.
Right.
So, wasn't his mom hearing impaired too?
Yes.
Oh,
good story.
So it's
good
like they
story.
Just came
so
out.
Cute.
What I liked though is that everyone has a story. No one's just like, everyone just had something. They had some kind of a triumph or, you know, they were literally coming from the bottom.
They started from the bottom. Now they're here.
Exactly.
But I have to say what I love about So You Think is that they do highlight their stories. And I feel like as an audience, when you're getting just saturated with so much talent, we need to have someone to be able to connect to and put a story.
Exactly.
You know, next to. And they did that with him for sure. They had everybody riveted about his story.
And then it kind of made light as to why he did the breaking, because obviously he grew up with it, you know. He's I mean, a lot of people would be like, oh, whatever, he's a guy, he's gonna be a breaker, typical. But no, I really like that they put the mom, and then the mom's like, yeah, dance. And I was like, oh my god,
that's so adorable.
I get so emotional.
So
and
good.
Just how I get emotional was with the ballroom dancers. It was Krista and Valise.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
I was just, you know, of course I'm watching it. And when she blindfolded him, it reminded me of one time when my instructor
was like, who blindfolded
hello.
You?
I wasn't going
to 50 Shades of Dance here. But my instructor, he actually blindfolded me. And we danced a Viennese waltz.
Did you fall?
And no. It was the best I had ever danced a Viennese waltz. blindfolded.
No way.
Exactly, because I couldn't see what was coming, and I was notorious for back-leaning because I wanted to take charge. Mm. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, my gosh. And just the way, like, he was leading her without having to see her.
Well, and I was going to ask you, yeah. I mean, with ballroom, it's so much about your connection and your partnership that I feel like the blindfolding would make you better because you're not overthinking anything. You're literally just flowing fluidly in the moment.
You're literally just going off of their push and pull. And, like, even when I was watching it, when they did those somber rolls, even you hear Nigel, he was so somber rolls. But
yeah.
I don't know what it was. I can't believe when Mary Murphy said that that's the first time she ever, like, cried. And I was like, come on. I was like, there's been some bop, unless I'm just extremely emotional, and maybe it's because I want to be there, partially. But when they kissed, I literally was tearing up, and I was like, oh, Yvette, don't do it.
Yeah.
I was like, just don't do it.
Oh, it was a solid, solid routine. I mean, it was clean, sultry. We had the backstory, the connection. They were married. It just bled through.
They didn't know how long they were married, but details. Who remembers that? Who cares?
After you're together that long, it doesn't matter. But what? Yeah. It's really nice to watch a couple dance together, right. And you can like see their love. Because I know I'm referencing back, but on World of Dance last week, there was a couple, and they danced together, and I just thought it was the cutest thing that there is. So it's like, oh, I want my significant other to dance with me like that.
Right.
Well, so much emoting happens in dance, obviously, so right. I think that if you have a partner that you are connected with, you're going to draw the audience in, it's going to be more authentic.
Exactly.
And if they mess up, they're getting hit when they get home. I'm just kidding. No one's getting hit, but, you know.
Someone's sleeping on the couch.
Yeah. Forgiveness. You dropped me today.
Lots of forgiveness.
But, you know, they loved doing it. Like, you could tell that they just enjoyed it, and of course, Russia just produces these incredible dancers that
they do.
It's completely something else.
And we'll talk about the other two later on.
Let's just go into it now.
Can we just dive in?
Okay. I like Take us there.
Wow.
Those twins.
Take us there.
I didn't know what I was watching because there was really no backstory. All I know is that they were here from Russia for 2 days. Mm-hmm. So when they started, I was kind of like trying to figure out like what they were performing. But did anyone see how in sync they were? Like literally when they were putting on the clothes, like it was exactly at the same time.
Were they twins?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They were twins. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But it was so sick and twisted that I loved it.
So sick and twisted.
And I love that like something like this got, because I feel like if you go in with a performance like that, it's a little bit different. Right. You know, it's not traditional. Mm-hmm. And it's not what you see every day. So I was a little bit nervous. I was hoping that the audience would see it for what it was. Because, I mean, they're incredible. They're incredible modern dancers.
It was so compelling.
Yeah.
It was so compelling.
And the judges saw it. And, I mean, I really appreciate that they really liked it.
They respected it fully.
Yeah.
I really think that, you know, I've been watching this since the first season. I've never seen anything like that. Mm-hmm. I think if I could say that there was, like, three auditions that stood out to me. It was a ballroom salsa one that stood out to me. Janine is who it was. Mm-hmm. Or I think I might have confused her with my favorite one. Then it was Brandon. And then this one. I've just never seen it.
It was so compelling and synchronized. Like, no one could take their eyes off of them.
I was like, so is it like, was she like a split personality trying to leave the bad personality? Were they trying to leave someone? And I was just like, I feel like if Tim Burton saw this, he'd be like, I love this.
Right.
This is such a Tim Burton dance.
Yeah.
Hashtag Tim Burton dance. I don't know what that would be. But
on the topic of, like you said, Academy, I think the entire time, besides thinking about Tron, has anybody seen Tron? Because that's where that music came from, by the way. So I was just expecting, you know, that movie was going through my head. Anyway, I wonder how they're going to do in Academy. Again, another duo of, you know, how are they going to do when all these different genres are thrown at them?
The genres, I feel like they have technique. Mm-hmm. And I actually wanted to see more of it already. I saw some legs, and I just wanted to see more in this performance even. So I think that they're technically trained. I think that they're going to whip out some stuff we haven't seen.
That'd be amazing.
I definitely feel they're technically trained. But what I'm worried about is the language gap.
You think?
Because, I couldn't even say if they spoke English or not.
Well, they
spoke so little. They were like 2 days.
Two days. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's also.
But they'll have. Yeah. I mean, they'll have interpreters.
Let's hope.
I think.
Yeah. And dance is one language. You know.
It is
very true.
Right? They can just mime each other.
Which
kind of what they were already doing.
So. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. I
mean, it was good stuff.
No, it was awesome.
So that what about great. The violin player?
Oh, Robert.
From North Carolina.
I liked him.
Beautiful state, by the way.
Yeah.
I was there last summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So pretty.
Really? I haven't been there.
I felt like I wanted to be in a Nicholas Sparks book.
I know. Very true. But, I mean, and maybe he could play the violin in that movie.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And dance. But, no, he was... he was incredible. I loved his personality. The musicality
was next level. That's what stood out the most was his personality to me. I was like, this guy's got such personality. Mm-hmm. Like, and you know what's funny is that I grew up with this girl, and she was a violin player, and she was a really good dancer as well. I mean, she never left one for the other, but it's kind of...
Well, music and dance are so integral to one another.
I know. Yeah. So it was just like... And I loved his outfit.
Oh, my God, I loved it. But how much was he sweating? You guys, that was 100% plastic.
It's brilliant.
That was...
But it's brilliant. See, think about the weight.
It's like a sweatsuit.
Maybe we should wear them
like,
up
literally.
Here.
Yeah, like, let's burn calories
while we're sitting here. Like, he looked good in it. With my luck, you would see, like, it getting foggy.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
So you'd be sitting there, and it'd be like... Should it be getting foggy there?
Yeah, but it was like a drip of sweat.
Yeah, it's like, and then we're like sitting here. But I think he was really a born entertainer.
Yeah.
Because just the way he sold it, I was like, this is amazing.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to see him do Broadway with Tice. That's all I want, is that routine. That would be incredible.
I love Broadway. I always wish I could sing so I could have done Broadway, but, you know.
You know, details.
You and me both.
Me too. Let's start singing lessons.
Let's do
I don't know.
Well, I have a little musical theater, but I was in the background, you know.
I'll be a really good lip singer.
Okay.
Like, I'll do that.
Okay.
Like, put some voice over me.
So basically, anyone out there who needs backup dancers, singers,
to
Broadway,
sing.
You know,
fake sing.
Black box theater.
We're here. That's what we're here for. I fell in love with Alexis Gilbert, 22-year-old from Riverside.
She's so cute.
Wasn't
in her
she?
Hair. Just everything about her was like innocent and precious.
How could you not?
She was nervous, but I love that because it means she's not like.
But.
Too
she
confident.
Was, like her control was insane.
And her lines. I mean, she was. She's classic. So You Think You Can Dance, right?
Exactly.
I mean, well, we'll talk about. Darius as well, but I feel like both of them, you can give them any routine and they are going to soar. And I also feel like I was watching her and I was like, she has got to be Mandy Moore's like dream.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
She's like looking at her like, give me her now.
Yeah.
Like, she just wants to get a hold of her now.
Yes.
Exactly.
You know what I did want, what I wish I would have seen this episode, because, you know, they're continuing LA Part 2 is next week and then they're going to New York, but I wish they would have shown some people going into like, you know, the, oh, we don't know, you're going to have to go with Mandy Moore and learn some choreography. I was kind of like...
We didn't have anybody.
We didn't have anyone.
That went into the second portion of the auditions, right? Everyone got either through Academy or the one gentleman who didn't.
Who didn't. Which I kind of wish I would have seen.
A little bit more.
Because
then you can debate in your head. I mean, these were all, of course, they're going to the Academy.
Exactly.
But there was nothing to debate. Everybody was really great or they couldn't make it.
Right.
So.
Exactly. And
that.
You know what I think about Alexis is, because I've seen it before, and I've heard it before, I just feel like they're going to be like, oh, you're too innocent, you're so young. Like, her sweet and sassy.
I don't know, though. I think they're going to give her some raunchy, dirty hip-hop and
that's
break her out of that.
Saying.
I hope
like,
so.
But
and
I just can
bad,
see them
but.
Saying, like...
She's too young,
or she's too innocent. But like,
look at Amy, who won... Season 11, I believe. We'll double check that. But Amy was just cute and proper and small, and she just was fierce with every routine.
She was. That's, well, that's
so,
very true.
We'll
so
see.
I always just get like, please, just like.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of the competition that we're going to see her. Okay, but I actually, it's interesting. They said that she was jazz, but I felt like she was contemporary. I don't know.
So
I guess
did I.
There was
I
maybe
didn't
a fusion
much,
there.
I mean, I saw
was
some jazz, but,
contemporary.
You know, when you do. Compete, you have to choose, you know,
a style.
Like, you can't be. But then again, I was like, well, you know, Mark said he was breaking in contemporary, so.
Right. And what was Thera. That was Mark.
Oh,
the
yes.
Thera.
The therapy dance.
The breathing.
The therapy.
And it really was. Oh, my gosh. There was so much breath in his movement.
Yeah.
But
it was great.
So let's go. Obviously, we all know who stole the show, which was Darius.
Oh.
Like, when he walked on, I was like, he's a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was just no... There was no way that he wasn't a dancer. Just his, like, his posture, the way he walked, his body. Like, I was like, all right. I was like...
Mm-hmm.
And then Nigel's like, oh, I'm crossing my fingers. I was like, that's just dramatic.
Yeah.
Right. I was like, that's just dramatic. I was like, you know he's going to, like, kill it.
Yeah. No,
and he's the one that had a really...
tough back, really the tough mom in prison, and then the godmother, right?
The aunt just passed away 3 years ago. He was beat, she was beat, so it was just like, this kid really, like, he took the whole, like, dance as an outlet to a whole new level.
Whole new level. And I think that, like, we've talked about, and what I've talked about before in previous shows that I've hosted, dance is such an emotional release, and I feel like he just got so lost in his... movement, and you can tell that since he's been dancing, it's just, it's a piece of who he is, and that's what he uses to show his grief or just his frustration, and I'm just a little bit of a dancer, but
you are a dancer,
but my point is that that's what we use for our release, and
exactly,
and everybody wants to be able to have something to connect to, and we all connected to that,
right? I think that the technique I just appreciate technique, and the legs and the jumps. I mean, he was those long legs.
Well, and then
I could
again,
watch him all day.
Him, like, you know, like Alexis and him, he just had this control that, like, the way he would snap his body, and like when he would land, it was like
so soft.
You couldn't hear a thing.
So, and I actually think Nigel said that in the recording.
Yeah,
he's like, that was so
soft. I'm just like, when I would land things, we were like, boom.
Right. Oh,
it's like a damn brontosaurus, like walking through.
A Clydesdale.
But right,
like, right.
When you're sitting there.
But I just thought he was great, and I'm saying it now. He's making it into, like...
Top 10? You're calling top 10?
All right. Is that Yvette's guess?
I'm calling... You know, because there's always one from the first episode that makes it into the top 10. You don't know which one,
Are we forgetting about Mark? I like Mark.
That's my top 10 guess. He's absolutely in the top 10.
I do, but the thing is, like... I always feel like every season, like, you see the first breaker, and you're like, oh, my God. And then, like, two episodes in, you're like... Oh, my God.
Well, but he's so different.
He is different.
But not just a breaker.
But we have to talk about how different competition makes people react. Do you know what I'm saying? When we get into live shows and we get into them having to learn three dances for one show, I just think no matter how composed or how trained you are, the level of competition that these kids are under changes everything.
Regardless, on top of training, now you have a competition. Basically, you know, we all know you train... You perform, that's at least, you know, and then, but when there's a competition involved, it's a whole, you will mess up on
whole
things you've
level.
Never messed up
whole
on.
Another level.
You'll
live audience, everything,
I think I said it last season, when I did my first ballroom dance, I had that thing packed, I walked off, my mom, stage mom, shout out.
Yes,
she
momager.
She walks off. She walks off. Exactly. She probably thought she was walking off, but I walked off, and she's like, what was that? And I was like, I just did great. She's like, you took like a triple step. And I was like, well, you know, it happens.
You're
competing. There's people watching you. You got to judge like this, staring at your feet.
No matter if you're a dancer, actor, anything, I feel like my goodness, nerves get the best of you.
Oh, yeah.
So we're gonna be able to see who can keep those nerves under control.
So what do we think about the judges this season?
I'm so excited. I love Vanessa Hudgens. I think she's so adorable, and she's just such a Disney kid. I just love watching her.
I know. I'm like High School Musical.
I know. She's so cute.
Right?
And I loved when she went on stage.
with that guy.
Oh, so funny.
She's going to be so relatable to all of the contestants. But I love me some Mary Murphy.
Oh, my gosh. She's something else. Like, she's crazy. I remember she went into our studio one time, and I happened not to be there. And they're like, it was so loud.
I bet.
They're like, it was so loud.
Nigel must wear an earpiece
in whatever
side he's
in the news. There's an article. He said, I've got my earplugs ready. So.
Oh, my gosh. But I thought it was funny how that guy, Luke, was like, oh, she's a good dancer. I mean, she's not great. I wasn't, what did he say? He's like, I wasn't blown away. She's nothing amazing or out of this world.
Well, Luke was the one that got...
Was the one.
Not given a ticket.
The one that wasn't given a ticket and, you know, put through. But I just think, but I think a lot of people think that too. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people give her credit where credit's due because,
right.
I mean, I had seen her in a bunch of other stuff and, you know, mm-hmm. in the High School Musicals, I thought she was great. But I'm telling you that when I started noticing her for like what she was mm-hmm. on Grease.
Grease yeah, Live. Totally.
She was phenomenal.
When I saw that, I was like, out of everyone, I was like, she did the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that she's broken away from the High School Musical genre mm-hmm. for long enough now right. where we can take her serious. Because at right. first, I have to be honest, I was like, ah, I don't know about Vanessa.
I don't know. It seems a little random, mm-hmm. but I really do. I like her, especially, mm-hmm. what did she just host, the Billboard Music Awards? Is that what it was?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was
and she did a great job. I think she's like really stepping out and changing her brand. She's rebranding, and I like it. I like that.
I think great. You know, in that industry, especially in dance, you have to venture out every which way possible. Mm-hmm. And that's how it is. And, you know, you'll see, and I think the perfect example of that is J-Lo.
Yeah.
You got to branch out. She started as a dancer, then she was singing, then she was an actress, and this is what she
now
wanted.
Now she's an executive producer.
Now she's an executive producer. She's got a clothing line. So it's like you got to go every avenue, wherever you get into, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
She's Jenny from around the block.
Right? around the block.
But,
more dancing.
See, I wish there was more contestants during this episode. I was like, another?
Right. Well, right? we're gonna have a lot of auditioning because So You Think You Can Dance is waiting for World of Dance to wrap mm-hmm. before they really dive into the competition, which is smart. I know it's different networks between NBC and Fox, but
exactly.
I think that we're giving a little bit of breath. We're letting audiences kind of take in World of Dance, and then we'll be able to jump into the more.
Well, you know what? I think it's cool, and I think it's interesting. I think we should actually compare the two. Because mm-hmm. I remember when I watched the premiere of World of Dance, mm-hmm. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I know this person. Mm-hmm. Right. I know this person.
Mm-hmm. Fiction.
I know this person.
Right.
So it's kind of like, you know, I don't think people realize what a big stepping stone So You Think You Can Dance is.
Oh, sure. Right. Well, and so many of the contestants go on to Dancing with the Stars, and mm-hmm. they're, oh my gosh.
It was Dancing with the Stars.
Melanie is on Broadway now, mm-hmm. doing
There's
three different shows.
On Broadway.
Gabby is with J-Lo in mm-hmm. Vegas. What else? Robert was the principal dancer, the main dancer for Lady Gaga for I don't know how many years.
Oh, every time she's on stage, there's Robert.
I know. He's like right next to her. And I'm just like, you know, a lot of people don't understand or, you know, unless, mm-hmm. and even, well, what's funny is Twitch.
Twitch and Allison, my favorite dance couple ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Ever.
I wonder if, you know, he's going to be one of the mentors this season.
I know Allison will be.
I know Gabby is.
Yes.
I think Twitch is.
When Asaph gets here in a couple weeks, we'll ask him. We'll have him sleuth
for us.
Excuse
me. Can you find out what's going on?
In case you all don't know, we're going to have Asaph from season 12 right here.
Whoop, whoop.
Boom.
There he is.
So, but yeah, other than that, I really want to see if they're going to do anything different or mm-hmm. if it's just going to be back to the normal... You know, mm-hmm. So You Think You Can Dance.
I miss it, though. I'm glad we're back to classic. I love the kids.
Me
the
too.
Kids were so cute. But I'm excited.
I felt like I was crying every episode.
Yes. Yeah.
I felt like I was just like, you know, because it's so different now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's so different. Mm-hmm. You know, and you hear these kids, like, mm-hmm. they even have, like, I would say horror stories compared mm-hmm. to, you know.
Right.
Like, hearing that. So now they're, like, a little more uplifting, but.
Yeah.
I just relate to the adult competition. I don't know.
Right.
I feel like the level of talent, especially this summer, this season, is going to be out of this world. I mean, we mm-hmm. need to bring a thesaurus with us so that we can pick adjectives.
Exactly.
Because amazing, extraordinary, all those things.
It's like, you can only say those so many times. Yeah.
Right.
But even just from this list that we saw on the first day of auditions in L.A.,
yeah.
And, I mean, let's, again, New York is going to bring it so hard.
Oh, my gosh. Right. New York is
I'm excited
so
for
hard.
New York.
I'm excited for New York because I want to see some ballerinas.
Me, too.
That's
technique. Point
always.
And feet.
I love me some tap, too. Tap is so
That's what I'm surprised that we didn't see in the first episode.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. No tap.
Mm-hmm.
No ballet.
Because ballet's been getting a lot more popular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As far as, like, people coming out to compete with ballet.
Right.
Or to audition with ballet.
I think we're going to see a lot of ballet in New York.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean.
That's exciting.
These auditions are edited, so we don't know kind of what they may have gotten a lot of ballet in. LA, but
exactly.
We'll see in New York.
But we didn't see any of that. So what do you guys want to see this season different?
You know, I'm just excited to get back to the way it was, kind of. So, and I think the judges will be fun. I think Vanessa Hudgens is a really great ad, and Mary's back, and it just feels right. They've got a good connection, so I just want to see some talent.
Absolutely. I think it'd be kind of cute to bring some of the contestants from last season back and do a little, like, the kid with the adult.
Ooh,
that'd
be cute.
That cute kind of thing could be fun and unique, you know?
That would be really cute. Because
there
were some kids that could hold their own. I think it was Jenna's partner, her little boy. The ballroom couple. They
incredible.
They were so adorable,
right? But that could be cute,
exactly.
That would be cute.
I mean,
and you're mixing audiences too, and especially since we're having kind of talking about World Dance really quick too. So World of Dance is only the contestants are only judged by the judges, or they're scored by the judges.
Exactly.
So the audience, you know, the fans have no say on who wins or who, you know, who gets far or whatnot. But I love that. So You Think You Can Dance puts it in the lap of the audience. So that could just be really fun to kind of get across all age groups by bringing back the kiddos with the adults. So
I don't know.
So do you think that So You Think You Can Dance should change their format to something like World of Dance, or would you say they still need?
I don't know. I'm a huge fan of allowing the audience to choose. I love that, especially when you get down in the top 10. You know, I think that you need to be able to give America a say.
Right.
And I mean, World of Dance, I think it's easy to check out a little bit because you're like, oh, well, I don't have a say, so I'm just going to watch it. But they have a huge YouTube following. A lot of their, you know, authentic dancers, they just watch because they can feast their eyes out on the best. I mean, everybody that's in this competition, World of Dance, is the best in the world.
Right.
So, you know, I think that, but I favor the America choosing.
Yeah.
Because,
you know, you're always like, did you call? And you could totally blame it on other people if they don't,
don't
go through.
Right.
But, you know, watching So You Think You Can Dance, what to you makes the perfect top 10? Like, is it an equal, you know, two from this category, two from that category, or is it just what makes your top 10?
I think for me, the perfect top 10 is people that are really invested. You know, people that want to be there, people, and everybody wants to be there, but people that have a story to tell, something to shed light on. I just like, you know, really connecting with these contestants on a personal level. That's when I really get in. Yes. It doesn't matter what style they are. If I can connect with them and feel like I'm a part of their journey, then I'm happy. So
absolutely. Right. Well, I'm also not a big fan of having to make it, like, gender equal. Right. The five girls, five boys. I feel like we're in search of America's best dancer. And if this particular season there are seven guys and three girls, that should be okay. I think that, again, there's just too much of, like, trying to make it just so equal. And I this is about finding the best
dancer
or the America's favorite dancer. So I would love to see, again, yes, whoever is invested, whoever, you know, someone who not only in front of the camera and on stage is invested, but someone who puts in the time behind the scenes with rehearsals and just a group of people that embody what it means to put in the hard work.
Exactly.
And try different styles. You know, I want somebody who came in maybe, you know, pop, lock, and drop in and doing ballet. I don't know. That'd be cool.
Exactly.
Somebody who can
do like Fiction. Remember they were saying about Fiction? Oh, I mean, he was...
Gosh. I love him. We're getting him here, by the way.
Oh,
talk
yes.
to him.
Yes,
he's going to be here.
Yay!
He better.
Ooh.
But, you know, what I like to see is sometimes I really like the underdog.
Don't
you know,
we all?
I'm a sucker for the underdog.
Who doesn't love?
I am too.
But then again, I'm a sucker for the one that just came in out of the gates, perfect, can do anything and everything. You guys, I just want to see a ballroom get into the top three for once.
This is the season.
You don't understand just how hard it is for them, and you know, and there's so many other styles and there's so many other different types of dance that I want to see. I want to see them bring back, like, you know, all these crazy, like the Bollywood. And I know they have Bollywood for a while,
Bollywood.
But I love Bollywood. Every time I see it, I'm like, I'm going to go find a Bollywood class. Like, where can I find one
I love how much variety So You Think has. I mean, they throw everything at these contestants. And I totally agree. It needs to be all about who can take the different genres and just knock it out of the park. Because in the real world, in the real dance world,
that's what happens. You are
given a dance and you need to perform it perfectly and, you know, a moment's notice.
Well, that's like when Allison was on Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. She was not a ballroom dancer. She was just good at it. And they're like, oh, well, there you go.
Oh, my gosh. Season two, her and Ivan's sexy love dance is still
one of the faves.
One of my top. I mean, but then you got Travis and Heidi's.
The bench.
Yes.
I saw that in person.
What?
I did.
How?
Because I went to the taping of the 100th, or was it the 100th episode? It was some type of an anniversary taping.
That's amazing.
I saw that one. I saw the hummingbird performance.
Are you kidding?
And those in person. I was just like, oh my gosh.
Right. But insane.
I mean, my favorite. I'm really hoping that there's like that one staple performance like this season that it's like just as one of the, you know, the legacies of So You Think You Can Dance, because till this day, my favorite is Janine and Jonathan when they did Jason Mraz, where she had the blue dress and he had like the chain with the heart.
I forgot about that.
That's a classic. That is a classic.
Do you have a favorite? This is fun.
That might be mine.
Really?
To be honest, I do love that one.
Oh my gosh, that one is just out of this world. And I know there's like some ballroom ones that have just
knocked your socks off. I think that Christina's going to go really far. We'll see.
I don't think
the hubby?
She will.
You're canceling hubby?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But
it's always
I think
when that happens.
You know why, though?
I think she just is more well-rounded.
Because at the end of the day, no matter how much, it is very hard for the guy to get the attention from the girl when they're performing together.
Right.
It's like regardless, no matter what you do, you gravitate to what she's doing. Because you got to think about it. He's the painter. She's the painting. He's framing her.
Do you feel like with your ballroom background, I feel like just in the past, it's harder for men to break that mold, whereas women just seem a little more cross-trained?
Yeah, because it's almost like I would say, you know, when I've seen, or at least the ones that I've worked with, I can't say for all of them because there are some who venture out and do others.
Sure.
When it comes to other things, they look almost too stiff in certain things.
Right.
And where girls, they kind of like lose it. And, you know, girls, unless I've known girls that have gone from ballroom to hip hop. I know girls that have gone from hip hop to ballroom. I went from ballet, tap, jazz, cheerleading, ballroom. So it's like I kind
all
of
over.
Went. Yeah. So it's like by the time I got there, you know, there's similarities where if a guy just went straight into ballroom, he might not know, you know, parallel is for contemporary, turned out is for ballet. So it's like not saying that they all don't, but it's just it's easier.
Generally speaking,
it's easier for the girls to break out and it's more, you know.
And I feel like the guys get used to their role. Like I lift the girl. I carry the girl. I am supporting the girl. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like they get, I think they get used to that, and that's a masculine thing, and I think that they get used to it. But girls kind of branch out, so.
Right.
Yeah, and
right.
I feel really, really usually the only one where you see them dominate is the paso. The paso doble is where they vary.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very male-dominated dance. Mm-hmm. They are the main one. They are the ones out there. Like
they're commanding control through the entire
watching
act.
Right. Right. Like, you're watching them. So, but I would love to see a male ballroom dancer get up there. Like, just, it's always, I'm always just saying, they're like, please, 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 please. And they don't.
This guy got a call.
I always call, though. I'm always, like, on my phone, like, hello. Not like hello, but I'm like, hello.
Ballroom guy.
Yes.
Ballroom guy, so.
So we know who you'll be voting for this year.
But I'm never that biased.
Ooh, good.
Because I'll tell you one thing. When Gabby was on there, my little Cuban sister, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I just felt she could do anything. She literally could do anything. And
she started
everything.
She's a tapper, right?
She was a tapper.
I mean, to me, that is so incredible because tappers,
especially when it comes to like hip hop, just really sinking into it and getting. I cannot believe how much she attacked every dance.
Exactly. Yeah. And when I see Tap Bros now, I'm like, I wish I would have stayed in Tap.
Mm. Right. I mean, it's getting cool again. It went through this weird phase where Tap was like out for a minute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No one was in the classes and convention. Right. Everyone's like, Tap. I'm in my socks on the side of the ballroom floor.
Exactly.
Taking class, but now I think it's kind of having a new wave of being entertaining.
They do, and I think it's also with So You Think You Can Dance and other dance competitions. Right. They open up the world to different. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just.
Yep.
You know, if you want to go back to it, when you would talk to anyone about someone who's classically trained, they were a ballerina,
right?
And that's.
But I feel like as the seasons progress, fans are loving more and more seeing somebody in one genre and just killing it and all. Again, let's talk about Fiction. I mean, he was a hip hopper, and when that boy did Lyrical, you were like, wait, what?
You're like, wait, no, you're not a hip hopper.
Or Lyrical. Mm-hmm. I just dated myself. Well, contemporary. He just attacked everything perfectly with so much precision.
Woo. Yeah.
And I think now is, you know, these contestants, they know that that's what they have to do.
Right.
They
exactly.
have to be at that caliber where they're like, okay, I'm going to be a master of this, but I need,
a master
you know,
of all.
I'm going to take this class and this that class. Like, they start venturing into everything.
Oh, and the expectation for season 14, this is going to be huge.
Oh, huge.
Huge.
And especially being in L.A., too, I feel like these dancers have an advantage. Mm-hmm. You know, not all of them are from L.A., but they can go take, you know, Mandy Moore's class. They can go to these different classes and get trained and get ready for this, because it's definitely tough once you get in.
I hope we see some from Mia. I know Mia's in New York, Mia Michaels, but I love Mia Michaels.
Back.
Come
Where
back
she
to L.A.
I need her in my life.
She's kicking Broadway's booty with
That's
choreography.
Sure. That's, yeah.
She's insane.
But, you know, I think So You Think You Can Dance never lets me down.
Never.
Right.
I'm always there. I'm always watching. Mm-hmm. I'm always judging. Mm-hmm.
Sound like a mom.
And it's fun.
I'm always there. I'm always watching.
Well, it's fun to see the contestants come back and choreograph. I mean, again, Travis Wall has won Emmys.
Travis is just
like not human.
Yeah, he's not.
Really an alien?
He's not. Aliens scare me, so I'm just going to call him, like, a lizard person.
Oh, a lizard person. Yeah. I like that. He is incredible. Or like a genius brain.
Like a dinosaur or something.
Dino? T-Rex?
So magical.
Yeah. He is great.
You guys are talking about dinosaurs, and I'm like, I'm in heaven seeing him dance on, you know, butterflies and stuff.
Oh my gosh. I just, you know, I don't, like I said, it never lets me down. Mm-hmm. So I just think the next episode, like, just the little tidbits that I saw. There was some ballroom. Mm-hmm. I was excited. Mm-hmm. But there was this other guy. He did something really crazy where he, like, broke his back. And he's, like, looking. And I'm just like, I don't know if I called my prediction too soon. But.
And we'll find out next week.
I have a. But I will say.
What?
I have a feeling just with that snippet. The winner of So You Think You Can Dance is going to be in episode 2.
You think? You think they strategically placed it?
I just have a feeling, like, the way they cut it and, like, the little tidbits we saw, I'm like,
oh,
that's crazy. Like, just, some of the stuff, but then again, it might not even be from that episode.
Right.
Because, you know, they'll, like, cut it into separate episodes, and then you're like, wait, I never saw it. And then, like, next episode, and I'm just like,
catch the maybe winner.
The maybe winner.
Oh, my gosh.
But it is going to be just a top 10. Right? Not 10 guys, 10 girls? Or is it going to be 5 guys, 5 girls?
I don't know. That's what we're going to find out, if they're going to change it up. I hope they change it up. I really don't like that they make it, in the past they've made it equal boy, equal girl. Because to me, you're not looking for America's best / favorite dancer then, because you're limiting it to. Because think about that. Like, what if it has to be 5 and 5? What if, like, there's a 6th guy or 6th girl that's that good, but, you know, I don't know.
And they do always end up, like, you know, when they bring the 2 in, and they're like, okay, one of you's going through, one of you's not. I'm like, no, you need to take both of them.
Right, and see what they can do.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what their format is this year.
So I really want to see it because, I mean, I want something. To me, there has to be something different. I want something different this season, whether it's odd amount of girls, odd amount of guys, because I know they do it a lot for the pairing, you know, for the pairing part.
I don't know. They've been doing a lot, though, with pairing guys and guys, girls and girls. I mean, I don't.
True.
sometimes those are some of the strongest performances.
I feel like those
mm-hmm. performances are sometimes the best.
Right.
We are going to be in for a treat. And so much storytelling. I feel like even just on day one of auditions, mm-hmm. tons of storytelling. So we're going to see a lot of that.
I really feel that, like, this season is going to be a story, like, a storytelling mm-hmm. season.
Right.
Like that. And I feel, you know, in dance, you're always trying to tell a story. Mm-hmm. But I really, really, really do feel that this mm-hmm. season, even just, you know, with how everything is now, everyone, you know, we need the positive stories.
Right.
We need the good coming out of the people. The right. people triumph, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Through the bad. Like, we need all that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and we're addicted to, like, I'm addicted to, like, scandal and crazy stuff. And I just want a fluffy dance show again. That's exactly. It's really exciting. I'm excited.
Because I know.
Talented, but lighthearted. Bad, but. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes, we want some drama.
Lots of nappy taps.
Nappy tats.
Let me just have a moment. Oh.
They are another couple.
Come see us. Right. AfterBuzz TV.
You guys need to come see us. We're all such fans. So, you
I
know,
love
hashtag
so much.
Bring them to AfterBuzz.
I know.
So,
it's going
to
happen.
I don't know.
Hashtag bring them to
AfterBuzz.
You
guys are in for a treat this season. We are going to bring in the guests and bring in the funk.
Bring in the funk.
So, yeah, it's exciting.
Do you guys have any last words? Like, what are your guys' final thoughts about this episode? What we're going to expect? What do you guys...
That's my last word.
Very excited. I think it'll be a really fun, exciting season. I think everybody's ready to bring it up a notch.
Yes, we are going to be seeing the best of the best. And then next year for World of Dance, we'll see those people on World of Dance.
Exactly. How cool. I like that. I like the turnover.
And you know what? I'm hoping, because we didn't see it in this first episode, mm-hmm. but I want to see someone who was told in season 12 to come back for the next audition.
Yes.
So I want to see some of that, because usually you see that in the mm-hmm. first episode, but I saw none of that.
Right.
So I really, really, really
I think we
want
will.
To see that.
I think we will. Yeah. I feel like that's pretty common that we do see at least one or two that were a no and now a yes.
So let's hope.
Didn't Twitch audition, by the way, like 3 or 4 times, and then he got on season 4?
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Season 4.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
I think he did, like, I think he was like 1, 2, 3, and then they were like, okay.
Yeah, and now we're
ready for you. Woo. Yeah.
Come on, when he did the Duffy performance with the door.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's great.
I can't. He's so brilliant.
I know. So.
Good stuff. We're in for a treat.
We are.
I know.
So, guys, that's all we have for this week. So, next week, we're going to be on Wednesdays, even though So You Think You Can Dance is on Mondays. So, that gives you guys time to tweet us and ask us questions or things you want to talk about. Mm-hmm. Make sure we hit. So, you can find me at Sports and Sass with 3 S's on Twitter and 2 S's on Instagram. And my ladies.
Rockin'. You can find me at Becky Sotero on Instagram and Facebook.
Yay, and I am at TeegDP, TIEGEDP. It's really confusing.
And that's it, so we'll see you guys next week.
See
Bye.
You.
Dance it up this week.
Dance time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.